USA News update. Former Vice President Mike Pence said he would comply with the law if he were compelled to testify in former President Trump's trial in the 2020 election case. But Pence told CNN he has no plans to testify. Trump attorney John Lauro said Trump asked rather than directed Pence to stop the counting. Lauro went on to say that asking is free speech and is covered by the First Amendment. President Biden is headed out west this week. He'll travel to the key battleground state of Arizona to tout his economic policies. Biden will also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of the trip. Elon Musk appears to be leaning into plans for a cage fight with Mark Zuckerberg and to show it live. Musk wrote Sunday on X, formerly Twitter, that the Battle of the Billionaires cage fight will be live-streamed on X. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree. Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too. And find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.